So if there's no more further discussion on that, we were going to go to our next action item, which would be how the 2% holdback, the reserve, is calculated in the methodology. And generally, we're following the same process as last year. But if Stephen has anything to add to that, that description and the information in the package, please do so.
I think you summed it up perfectly. I'll just add that the government code section 68502.5, the statute doesn't prescribe to the council how it needs to allocate this, how much from each court. It just says statewide, 2% of court's statewide total allocation, which this year totals about $35.2 million. So the question before this advisory committee is, do you want to recommend to the council that they use the same methodology for allocating to each court share of the 2% holdback, the same methodology they use for fiscal year 12-13. If you want to look at page 36 and 37, it lays out for you the calculation. I should note that in column 1A8, the $60 million new funding adjustment, that actually reflects option 2, and you approved option 1. So then those numbers will need to be adjusted, and that will have somewhat of an impact on the actual contribution per court in column E.
Would you say that again, Stephen?
So in column A8, the $60 million new funding adjustment, that those numbers reflect option 2, but this your group is recommending option 1 in terms of the calculation of the $60 million. So those numbers are going to be adjusted a little bit for each court. So that will affect the calculation in column
E. You sent me an email.
But let me walk you through this chart quickly to help you understand. So columns A1 through A3 represents each court's beginning base funding. From the trial court trust fund, A4 and A5 represent the base funding for benefits from the general fund. And it's noted in A5 that because the Department of Finance, the Governor, and the Budget Act did not provide funding in 13-14 for the 12-13 benefits, the council did allocate that money in 12-13 to the extent that we have enough resources in the trial court trust fund. If the revenues continue to decline in 13-14, there's a possibility that we are not going to be able to allocate 100% of that or distribute 100% of that allocation. To the extent that we can't, we're going to go back and ask the Department of Finance and request that they fully fund that from the general fund. And then there's A6 represents a $260 million reduction that you just approved, the exact same numbers. The A7 is the WAF 90-10 adjustment, which you approved. A8, again, this reflects option 2, and we need to place option 1 figures in there. And in column B, this is an adjustment that was made by the council last year to remove all courts' non-sheriff allocation from the base before calculating each court share of the 2%.
So, again, this is just to reflect the same methodology, but we have to do it. We have to bring it back to you again. Are there any questions? Is there a motion?
I'll move the staff recommendation consistent with the idea that we have to make a small adjustment consistent with option one from the last previously approved item on the agenda.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I do. sorry. The 2% is problematic in many ways, but in one from just a very technical perspective is that if you recall the process is that in October the council is to has the authority to allocate three-quarters of this funding for urgent needs. And then between November 1st and March 15th, it can look at the remainder, whatever's left that's not allocated from the first effort, to courts for the same sort of urgent needs. And then if anything that's not distributed to individual courts, the remainder goes out in the same fashion that it was taken back to courts. Well, that means you might be getting a large sum of money in March, well within, deep into the fiscal year. And so it creates a problem to the extent that the 1% fund balance still exists. How do courts plan for what share they might get back? And so that's been a concern of ours in terms of how to address that. And so that's something where we've talked to the legislature about, well, maybe you exclude any of those funds from the 1%. That was some discussion that was had in terms of what do you do with this large sum of money? Because you don't know. So do you assume half of the funding you'll get back, three-quarters of it, none of it? If you assume none and you get a substantial amount, how have you planned for that, and how could you reasonably expect to spend that by the end of the fiscal year? So it creates this problem. Yes, Sherry.
I absolutely agree with you that it's difficult, but I think that most professional court administrators would have RFPs already ready to go for infrastructure items, you know, phone systems, computer upgrades, things that you don't have money for. So you can already have done your RFP or your RFQ and get ready to go for it. So I don't think you need to worry about spending the money, because I think those of us who are in the courts have lists of things that our fund balances previously were used for, and we're not going to have that ability anymore. So we're going to have things ready to go so that when that money comes back, it can be spent on those things that, quite honestly, I'm worried we're not going to be able to buy.
Other comments? I think we have a motion and a second.
Is there any benefit to trying to let it ride to the next year? I mean, do you think we'd ever get anywhere with that?
Oh, absolutely. No, why would you do that? Just you'll never.
You're going to take that reduction the next year, right? Only add to it. You know, so that's what I'm saying. At some point, it's okay, then you hurry up and spend, and then the next year you get the reduction again, and you wait till the end of that year and you spend. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud here. I hadn't really, but I'm calling the question. Is there any benefit to letting it ride into the next year? Is there any way the legislature would even allow us to do that?
That's what I'm saying. We have lots of different issues related to the 1%. So this is just has an issue where some courts weren't expecting this money at this level in the current year, and it's adding to their fund.
I'm with Sherry. I can spend it. Trust me. Because I've got the Riverside Procurement Program, and I know they're going to help me.
Absolutely. He will spend your money quickly. Yes,
I can spend it. I'm just thinking out loud. Is there any benefit? Would there be any benefit?
Judge Clay?
Zlatko, I mean, the fear is that the legislature will sweep anything over 1%, right? I mean, if we have over 1% at the end of the year, if you let it ride, they're going to sweep it and take it and put it in the
Would they allow us to do it?
Reduce our allocation.
We didn't have to change in the legislation, but as it stands now, the formula that we used is the question is whether we use the same formula we used in 12-13. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
I make that motion.
And it has been moved and seconded by Mr. Roddy and Mr. Yamasaki, so okay. We do have that. I just wanted to point that particular issue out in terms of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, and if I can just add to the conversation or discussions already taken place, all of us have a long list of things that we have had to set aside because of the uncertainty with the budget. We've been very anxious to move forward with some of these things, but we can't because of where we are. So I think, as was already expressed, we can very ably spend that money on things that are going to improve our operations and improve access.
Judge Earl, can I add to that, too?
Yes.
Mike Plant, in addition to that, there are some investments I can make in a couple of infrastructure projects that will save me money. I'll get a return on investment within 2 years and be saving money. A lot of us have talked about voice over IP phone systems and other things that have imaging and those kinds of things will demonstrate their efficiencies. But I can't – that's another kind of intended or unintended consequence of this cap on the on our reserves, is that we can't spend the money it takes to save some money down the road.
So I'll go ahead and call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.